I joined the COA for Adults group because I never had the coming of age experience through a place of worship. When I had the opportunity to engage with my spiritual journey and to have a way to crystallize my statement of faith, I was eager to jump in. I was in a large group of people who were also trying to pin down their statements of faith. It was fun, rewarding work, week after week, leading up to the project. You know what I'm talking about. It's the big assignment at the end of the unit, the end of the semester, what have you. I'm an overachiever, so I had been casting about a little frantically to find a source of inspiration for my statement of faith. I was freaking out, and not just a little. I took a break for a few days after the assignment and reflected casually rather than with intent. It occurred to me that last year, after the blessing of the waters, I had started toying with an online mandala tool that my daughter had used for an art class. I pussed with it, I played with it, I poked and I prodded it. It was a meditation I engaged in while I attended our Zoom services over the course of a month. Eventually, it became the image that you're looking at here. At the center is inclusivity and acceptance, though also celebration of differences shown by the colors at the center. Moving outward, the shapes look a little bit like stained glass windows. And then there's our circle of chalices for the flame of compassion. Finally, towards the edge, there are lotus flowers, which symbolized renewal and growth for me. As I colored things in, I couldn't for the life of me get just one petal to conform to my expectations of symmetry. I gave up on it, frustrated. It was only when I shared the image with the COA group that it was pointed out to me that the petal was just a little different from the others. I had seen it as incomplete, imperfect, but from the perspective of others, it wasn't that at all. It was part of a whole pattern, even if I couldn't immediately see it. Nobody's perfect. Nothing ever really is final in our faith. And that's just part of the beauty of it. The punchline, if there is one, is this. I had written my statement of faith, but it was visual. So here it is, this illustration of faith. I accept myself and others, building inclusivity and acceptance to nurture growth. I will grow in faith and community by seeing myself as part of a beautiful mosaic.
In the Coming of Age program, we use the spiritual practice called Lectio Divina. It's a practice that helps you draw meaning from poetry by reading or listening to a poem multiple times in different ways. This process opened me up to find more meaning in poetry. I use this practice with the poem, Mary Oliver poem called Wild Geese. And it gave me inspiration for my faith statement. This is the poem, Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clear blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. And this is my faith statement. What is faith? I Googled it. Faith is trust and belief in something very strongly. Words like faith, belief, trust, confidence, pledge are used to describe it. What does the Bible say about faith? There are hundreds of verses about faith, but this one serves my needs best. In Hebrews 11, 1, I read, "Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen." What would I have faith in? I trust that I am enough. If I strongly believe in the inherent dignity and worth of every human being, then I must believe, in spite of it being the hardest thing, in my own dignity and worth. No childhood trauma or lingering beliefs about my worthiness to live and be happy will eclipse what I believe and have a faith in to be true. In Mary Oliver's poem, Wild Geese, she writes, "You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves." This verse called me to my authentic self, to be good to myself and respond to others in genuine expressions of unconditional love without apology. My faith in my inherent dignity must trust in those words and let go of any other thoughts or words I say in self-deprecation. If I am to be credible in my faith that I am enough, I cannot hide behind my career successes, life good deeds, or stories of how great my children are in order to be judged in a favorable light. I will believe in my core without any doubt or need to prove that I am good, worthy, and genuine in what I truly love. Mary Oliver in Wild Geese continues to describe how the whole universe continues spinning over land and nature, no matter if I am lonely or vulnerable. The world offers itself to your imagination and calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. I am enough. I am perfect in my place in the family of things. Just like the wild geese who always know where home is, I only have to look to the sky when I hear them or see that perfect V to remind me of my place and that I am enough. Thank you.
I signed up for Coming of Age for Adults because it seemed like it would be a good place to reflect on and crystallize my spiritual beliefs. And it was. Over the course, the lessons, the exercises, and sharing, I was able to bring into focus some of my fuzzy thoughts, define them more clearly, and contemplate on how to incorporate them into my daily life. This poem is titled Number 5 by the 15th century poet Kabir, as translated by Robert Bly. Inside this clay jug, there are canyons and pine mountains, and the maker of canyons and pine mountains. All 7 oceans are inside, and hundreds of millions of stars. The acid that tests gold is there, and the one who judges jewels. And the music from the strings no one touches, and the source of all water. If you want the truth, I will tell you the truth. Friend, listen. The God whom I love is inside. This is my statement of faith. I am a hand-thrown clay vessel made up of elements of the earth and cosmos. I have in my DNA matter and energy of this earth, of stars, planets, and things unknown in the universe, as well as the heart of the great architecture. The natural world will comfort and sustain me. In turn, I must honor, respect, and protect the natural world and the communities the best I can. I have faith that I will not feel abandoned. If I feel alone, I will be shown pathways to reconnect. My curiosity is not an act of selfishness, but leads to learning, understanding, and wisdom. The free and independent search for truth supports my questions and participating in groups such as Wellspring and gatherings in the wider community. Mindfulness impacts the world in important ways, even ways I may not know. As a clay pot, it is up to me to decide how to fill it, how I live my life in a way that honors the structure of the pot itself, the interconnectedness of everything, and inherent worth and dignity of everyone drives me to support the community beyond my family. The teachings of the ancient are relevant to me as I continue to travel through life.
This is my statement of faith. For a while now, I've been taking pictures of tables. I'm fascinated by what's on them. While to many it may seem a bit ridiculous or simple, to me it's a bit of a spiritual practice. What's on your table is what you have at hand, and whether it's the resilience of the human spirit or the blessings of a higher power, I believe that you always have what you need. It seems reductory to me to divide things this way, the resilience of the human spirit or the blessings of a higher power. A more appropriate phrase would be the resilience of the human spirit and the blessings of a higher power. Growing up, I had a diversity of religious experiences. Add to this a diverse range of life experiences, and I believe there is a God or higher power. I reflect on the old Bible passage, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I believe this higher power is inherently good, present, and benevolent. They have told us that they are beyond our comprehension. Still, we try to personify them into a being we can understand. We assign them a gender, create physical depictions, read sacred texts we've been blessed to receive. This all seems a bit reductive to me, as though we can only comprehend God on our own terms. Truthfully, I believe there is a God, and they have me, as well as you, in their best pocket. The best pocket analogy stems back to my childhood. I looked through my father's shirts and was drawn to his breast pocket, where he would keep his pens. I imagine if God were a person, he would wear simple clothes, of course, having pockets. Their best pocket was the one closest to the heart, where they would keep their most essential possessions. I am blessed to say that God has kept me there and never let me go. Regardless of what you or I believe, as Unitarians, we are called to our seven principles, and it is our responsibility to adhere to those principles in our everyday life. Our very first principle is to honor the inherent worth and dignity of every person. This can be tough, yet essential in our day-to-day lives. Every person is a complex network of history, choices, and dreams bundled into one physical body. Each of these attributes comes with its own sense of journey and development. I believe we are called to practice compassion, to meet people where they are at, to help them find joy in the journey, and to provide each one a sense of peace and empowerment, free from judgment or ridicule. There is a foundational principle in theater. Whenever you read a script, you have to understand that each character is simply doing the best that they can. No character knowingly self-sabotages, but instead is making the best of what they have. Through drama, we, the audience, get to know and reflect on their decisions and their implications, whether prosperous or tragic. It is through these stories we examine the complexity of the human condition. I believe people are more complex than characters, but that they share the commonality that they never self-sabotage, but simply are doing the best they can with what they have. They are making the most of what's on their table. So I challenge you, what's on your table?